From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. In Ukraine today, even larger street protests and a number of developments in the hotly contested presidential election. Opposition leaders say they were taking over government powers and would block access to the country's parliament and other government buildings. The opposition accuses the government of stealing the election. NPR's Laurent Sheets is in Kiev with this update.
There was a sense of defiance in the air a day after the government declared its candidate, Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych, had won the election. Today's demonstrations in Kiev were by far the largest of the past week. From the middle of Independence Square, the crowd stretched as far as the eye could see, a sea of several hundred thousand people enthusiastically waving yellow and light blue Ukrainian flags into a bitterly cold, perfectly clear sky. Many protesters donned the bright orange ribbons that had become the symbol of the opposition. For the first time today, opposition leaders were using the phrase "Orange Revolution" to describe their uprising. The opposition was encouraged by a Supreme Court decision to look into allegations of government vote rigging, and the Supreme Court delayed the inauguration of government-backed candidate Yanukovych. But Viktor Yushchenko, who the opposition insists was cheated out of victory last weekend, indicated how little trust he has in Ukraine's courts. Yushchenko upped the ante, declaring protesters would block Ukraine's main highways. The opposition also set up a Committee of National Salvation, in effect a parallel government that quickly issued a series of decrees on maintaining order. There was no response from the authorities. Protesters cheered the arrival of former Polish President Lech Walesa, who likened their cause to that of the Solidarity Movement, which struggled to drive neighboring Poland's communist leadership from power in the 1980s. Laurent Sheets, NPR News, Kyiv.